Okay. Thank you. I did in the end think it was worthwhile dragging you away from the delights of a rainy afternoon on a Friday in Geneva, which I know is full of entertainment, but I'm sorry to disrupt those delights to bring you to this meeting, but I thought in balance it was better just to have what I suspect will be a relatively short session, but I'd love to be disappointed. As I said on Monday, I was hoping to be able to report back to you today, Friday, on the tsunami of flexibilities that I expected to see forthcoming after the earthquake in Washington some days ago. Alas, I'm afraid I still have nothing to report. It's still a nil return as of today on the flexibilities that really matter. Nothing new that's been communicated to me, and that's fine, or in any processes that are available. And I checked this afternoon and my phone is working, and my email is working, although you'll find it's got an out-of-office message on it now. In the absence of that, I have nothing new to report to the rest of you. I will give the floor available to anybody who wants to report anything new on their flexibilities, by which I mean flexibilities on their own position, not flexibilities on other people's positions. I do hope everybody understood that was what the name of the game was. But first, I thought I'd better communicate to you what I have been doing with delegations this week, and give you an indication of what I intend to do as chair next week. So, while I didn't get anything new on any of the things I was hoping to, I did want to have consultations on three subject matters, what I'll call preference erosion. There isn't a perfect way of describing it. I had sort of non-overlap preference erosion, but that's not literally what it is. But everybody knows it's preference erosion for those items that are not basically going to overlap with tropical products. And the participants know what they are, that's the important thing. And then the second area that I wanted to check with members on was in domestic support, and the third one was on export competition. Now, so I can just go through them relatively briefly. On preference erosion, I wasn't party as chair to discussions that took place on preference erosion, because that was taking place between the parties principally concerned, who were having a pretty intensive dialogue among themselves. And of course it was related to ongoing discussions that were taking place on tropical products as well. But the products that were at issue on preference erosion, as well as the time period for the implementation of those preference erosion products, were subject to negotiation between the key importing markets and essentially the ACP and the tropical products group. It's a little bit of an oversimplification. And really, at issue was principally the EU and the US. Now, I just wanted to get as clear a view as I could get from those participants as chair as to where they were at, because I had been given to understand in July, and it's described in the report that I did in August in respect of this point, that the participants concerned felt that had the whole package come together, including an outcome on tropical products, and especially the outcome on tropical products as would relate to bananas, that a total package would have gone through that satisfied all of those principal parties. And I wanted to get, if I could, a better idea of what that was, just in case the reanimator struck and we got the opportunity to revive the whole exercise again and achieve an outcome, because then people would come to me, presumably, and ask me to write it up. And given that I didn't actually know what it was to write up, I wanted to have some idea as to how sharp a pencil I should have and how many pieces of paper I would need. So anyway, the short version is that I got an assurance reasonable assurance that the understanding that had been given to me was correct. The parties concerned, of course, were not in the position among themselves to give an agreed version of what those products were, and the reasons for that were that they feel that in the absence of a total package, they were never going to, at this point, agree on what the preference erosion items would be. So I am a bit the wiser than what I was before I had that consultation, and the members who were party to that consultation as well, I think, are a bit wiser on all of that. But essentially, the list will remain an unknown among those members unless and until a total package comes together, which is kind of like a chicken and egg, because nobody will really know whether the list of products is okay more widely until they see it. But the catch-22 is they don't get to see it until the rest of the package comes together. So that's the usual problem that we have in negotiations. It's not unique to this one, but it just means that I have nothing specific and that there won't be anything specific that will be conveyed to me at this point, although I think the members concerned are well aware of what's at stake, and they were fairly clear about what their respective understandings would be about treatment if and when the list of the products in respect of the treatment is defined among themselves and agreed. The only problem there is that the treatment, essentially, for the unnamed list of products will, for a large amount of them, or pretty well all of them that will be on that list, and I have to remind you, you don't know what that list is, but whatever it is, the ones that will be on that list. Are you getting confused? I hope so, because I just want to give an authentic account of where we are. But basically, the default period of time for implementation of those will be the implementation period of developing country members, tariff cuts, whatever that ultimately appears to be. And at the moment, as you know, in my present draft, that's 8 years, although some members believe that that general period should be 10 years. And I understand the essence of the understanding is that whatever that general period ends up being in the text, whether 8 or 10, then that will be the period of the extended implementation for those preference erosion products, with a 2-year holiday from cuts within that first 2 years of the 10-year period, which is pretty much in accord with what I had understood in July. And essentially, the very short version is that the belief is there that July package, if it's revived in its totality, could survive again. So that's as much as I can say about that, but it was pretty much just to ascertain that that was the case, whatever it may be. On domestic support, I just wanted to get a clear view on OTDS, AMS, Blue Box, De Minimis. I didn't consult separately on cotton or the green box. I have had processes in place for both of those before. I just wanted to get a sense that, in particular, about the numbers that were in square brackets in that text. I didn't hear anything new in respect of those discussions that I hadn't had before. And so the situation on domestic support remains essentially the same as it's been. Nobody's fundamentally changed their position. But I must say I had a bit of difficulty reconciling my impression of that discussion with the press account that occurred in Washington Trade Daily the next day. But that wouldn't be the first time that had happened, and I'm sure it won't be the last. But I certainly didn't hear quite that message from the discussion that I had had, but as anybody knows, people only tell the truth to the press, so I presume the press version is the more authentic account. I mean, people just, I think, probably just take pity on me and don't want to say unpleasant things in front of me, but so they do that somewhere else. So we can make what you may of the difference between those two versions. On export competition, we had a consultation on all of the elements on export competition and indeed on export prohibitions and restrictions as well. I think there were a couple of nuances around the edges where some members, I think, had forgotten what it was they had agreed in July. In fact, there were certain things that I'd forgotten what were implicitly agreed in July as well, but after a delightful half an hour of rediscussion, it all became horrifyingly fresh again. But essentially, my feeling from that discussion was, and that was what I wanted to test, was whether the understandings that had been reached among certain members in my consultations, not in the G7 consultation, but the consultations that I had conducted in the week in July, whether those understandings among the members concerned still held. And as I say, apart from one or two areas, which I don't think are absolutely fundamental, I got the clear message from the discussions which took place today that among those affected members that were part of those discussions, they hadn't changed their position in the meantime. And there were some other members present in those discussions that weren't present in the discussions in July. And while they're still trying to get 100% clarity on some things, there was no immediate negative reaction from them either. But as I say, nothing new in all of that, but in that area it would give me reasonable confidence that the export competition pillar could, if everything else fell into place, be something that would relatively quickly fall into place on its own merits. But of course, the point was made by a number of delegations on that issue, as on others, that all of that's conditioned on everything else. So therefore, all the other flexibilities that remain to be found on the other issues, which I'm still missing, could in the end affect what I call convergence in the area of export competition. So that's where I've got to in the discussions this week. I should just now outline to you what I intend to focus on next week. I will use the walk in the woods format again next week in an intensive series of discussions. I want to have a session on tariff simplification. I've had sessions on tariff simplification, but again, I'm looking for those new flexibilities, and that's the purpose of having these discussions next week. Ditto for sensitive products and new TRQs, which I will have a separate consultation on. Again, that's a very important issue where new flexibilities are needed. I will also have a discussion on what I'll call other market access issues, which is basically everything else in the market access pillar that is not the subject of a specific discussion next week. And that will include a number of areas where I think, again, I'll be testing not so much whether there are flexibilities as whether what I understood could perhaps have been the basis of agreement in July would still be the basis of agreement. I'm not really looking in those areas for new flexibilities, because if people are still prepared to go to where I thought they were prepared to go in July on those issues, I think we would have a basis already for textual agreement. I want to have a separate discussion on tropical products. And indeed, when we had the discussion this week on what I call preference erosion, we had an agreement that we would come back to that in its own right. I'll have a separate consultation on footnotes 5 and 6 of the Green Box. We've had consultations on that before. I felt that we had conceptually got an agreement that would probably work, and we need now just to try and finalise, hopefully just finalise the drafting on that. I want to have a special session on special products, which we haven't consulted on to this point since July. Again, I think it was something that probably would have worked on special products, but it's a question of whether it would still work now. And on SSM, again, it's one of the candidates where I'm looking for flexibilities in order to try and advance something that could be the basis of textual amendment. And similarly, I'll have another consultation on cotton. Now, they are the issues that I'm going to spend my time on as chair next week with groups of delegations intensively. I would want to have a meeting, informal, open-ended, on Friday at the end of the week so we can sum up where we are. I don't, at this stage, rule out having either a Room D or an informal open-ended in the course of the week. But I would only have that if I feel there is sufficient progress or insufficient progress that would warrant that. So it's open at the moment as to whether I should do that. I'll judge that Tuesday, Wednesday, depending on the progress that's being made in the discussions that I'm having informally. But at the very least, we will come back in this format on Friday. After that, I'm not predicting at this stage. We'll see where we are at the end of the week, and we can reach an agreement together as to how we wish to proceed at that point. And the delegations for the informal walks in the woods type discussions will be contacted directly with times, dates and places for that to take place next week. Okay, I did say I would give the floor to any delegations who have been limbering up for demonstrating their flexibility. So now is the moment. If not, I look forward to seeing it on display next week. Okay, thank you.